Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
I want to talk to you today about your future and how good your future's looking. You're going to need sunglasses. You're going to be singing that song, I wear my sunglasses at night. Remember that? Come on, somebody. Because your future's looking bright. But I want to read this text before we really get started. And it's not a text from my phone. It's a text from the text in 1 Samuel 17. It says this, this particular version, I'm in our beautiful Jubilee translation. It says, David put his hand in his Gucci bag and took out a stone. And he slung it and he struck the Philistine in the forehead. He had his bag. He had these five smooth stones that he carried with him. I want to talk about your future, the future you, the one that I believe is going to manifest itself in 2020. I'm talking about the books that you need to write and nobody will publish it. I'm talking about that some of you will publish your own books and you'll end up owning the publishing company. I'm talking about some people that are watching today at any of our campuses or online, you're going to act in movies. You're going to produce movies. There needs to be more Tyler Perrys in the world today. I'm talking and speaking to the future you that I see you becoming the giant, giant killer. All it took for David to become king was one fling of a sling. He became a king. You're one idea away from a concept, one idea away from the next level. And I want to make sure today that you've got these things in your bag. Your little bag of tricks to win. What, you know, so many times though, people never really do the necessary thing to get the thing that they need in their life because they're kind of lackadaisical, or they're 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Or they try to fight in somebody else's armor. If you read 1 Samuel 17, or city, you'll find that his brothers came to him and said, you shouldn't be here. His dad never picked him to be in the lineup. Then the guy who he really, really looked up to, his older brother, said, why are you even come out here? And his dad actually thought that, you know what, the best thing for you to do would actually be the Uber Eats guy. I want you to deliver sandwiches out to these guys. So he said, you go by Whole Foods and get some cheese and some sandwiches and bring them to him. And when he showed up, he never left without his bag. But he had his bag that he had won with. He had the bag of these stones, these five smooth stones that he brought with him. Never go to the store without your stones. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. By that I mean, go armed with the anointing of God, knowing this is my banner year. I bet I'm about to meet my husband in the frozen food section. I bet I'm about to see him get in his car. If he's got a Faith Church bumper sticker on it, everybody ought to be looking for the most eligible women in the world. Everybody ought to have a Faith Church bumper sticker on it. Look at your neighbor and say, what's on your bumper, girl? Come on, somebody, what's on your bumper? Some people advertise and guess. Gucci, hoochie. Come on, somebody help me right now. I'm saying, what's on your bumper? He shows up, though, David does, and he has these five smooth stones. Now, my whole life, I always heard my dad. He gets a preaching at this section. He's like, and David reached down, and he picked up five smooth stones. But actually, it says that they were in his bag. He brought them with him. Past experiences oftentimes give you the confidence to do what it is that you need to do. If you're watching it at one of our campuses today and you're wondering where I'm at, my presence isn't necessary. His presence is necessary, but this is a few second delay from Florida, which, by the way, I'll be coming to St. Louis today because they let me down today. It is cold down here and I'm coming back. Ain't much temperature gap for the amount of tax difference that we pay. Can I get an amen up in here? Florida crazy, though. They're like, oh, I love it. It's so cold. It's 68. I'm going to start a fire and put on my fur coat. They don't know nothing about cold. Come on, St. Louis, help me. They don't know what cold is. Cold's when you go outside and your nose holes freeze up. Cold. So he leaves, though, and he has these stones that it says that he actually had chosen these stones out of a brook. These stones were smooth because they had been washed over with water. All the rough edges were gone. They sailed like a speeding bullet with precision, accuracy, with a streamline effect that was unreal. But they had been in the water. Which reminds me of the scripture that said that we are supposed to be made new through the washing of the water of the Word. I'm talking about every service that you go to, God begins to take rid of, he begins to file off the insecurity, the past failures, and realizes, wait a minute, the setback is actually a setup for a comeback. Somebody ought to say amen to this right now. So he takes these five smooth stones of his past victories and he begins to celebrate what he has been through because he's his own cheerleader. Because his daddy didn't pick him. His brother says, why are you here? Saul says, you can't do this. So he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Thank God he brought his own stones. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself and say, I can do it. Remember the old Saturday Night Live skit? I'm strong enough. I'm smart enough. I'm pretty enough. Or you can just watch Joel. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. I'm an overcomer. Come on, somebody ought to say amen to that. You got to bring your own stones and say, I'm going to encourage myself through my past victories. And this is where Growth Track comes in. Today is the day to go to Growth Track. This is where you get the stones to throw into your 2020. Because you're going to face a Goliath. Maybe it's debt. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe it's insecurity. Maybe it's panic attacks. I don't know what it is. But I know that your connectivity to God will bring the inspiration and information necessary for you to live out your calling. The difference between who you are now and who you're going to be is certainly a service or two that you might have missed. When you come into a service like this, the devil did everything he could today to try to keep you out. It's too far. It's too cold. I don't have enough gas money. These are the tactics of the enemy to keep you back, to keep you from getting the necessary stone that you need to bring in the matter. Somebody ought to get crazy right now. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching good. Devil tried everything he could in my life, brought me through divorce, past hurts, pain. Singing bluesy, sad songs. Never thought I'd be happy again. And then I saw Nicole at Cyborg. St. Louis, you'll know about the Cyborg's Wings. I went to a party with some friends, and I came in there, and there she was. And she came walking in that room, and I knew right away. I don't know if this is God or the devil, but I like it. Come on, somebody. And I was saying, God, you got to do a quick work. A quick work. Ask her for a number. She kept blowing me off. But then I met her son, because if you get the calf, you get the cow. Can I get an amen? And I started being nice to her. And then I came to her and I said, I want to be your baby daddy. Oh, yeah. Laugh at me all you want, but he was up here in Florida today with his long, lanky body and 29 years old, about to give me a banner year baby in the name of Jesus. I say it's my season of harvest. Come on, somebody. I believe that birth control is about to lose control and God is about to come into my life. Can I get somebody to help me right now? I guarantee you, my daughter-in-law is going to feed me one of these today. She's going to say, I'm doing a new thing, says MJ. But the enemy tries to get into your soul and say that you can't do what God called you to do. But when you go to Growth Track, which you're going to do today, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. Or tomorrow, I'll do Growth Track tomorrow. I'm telling you, no, you're not. You need to do it today. Get into that. Connect with God. Connect with people. Discover your purpose. Make a difference, because I prophesy over your 2020 that you will have a banner year, but you have something that you have to do. In other words, you do what you got to do, and God will do what you can't do. You do what you got to do, and God will do what you can't do. So I love the boldness that he walks in. The reason why he walked in it, actually, let's go to verse 45. It said, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with sword and a spear, javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled, by the way. He said, I came in here and you guys thought I was just an Uber Eats guy. But you don't realize that the prophet Samuel had anointed me behind closed doors a long time ago. Nobody saw me. Daddy didn't call me and mama didn't call me. And they called my brothers and they had all their outfits on and their royal robes. And they thought they could do it because they looked the part. Do you know that God's not checking with the outward appearance to see if he's going to use you, that he's looking at your heart? Somebody ought to say amen to this right now. He came up there with his Uber Eats stuff and he's giving sandwiches to the people and he hears Goliath shouting smack at them and he said, how long he been saying that? They said, he been saying this for 40 days, twice a day. Some of you have been hearing for 40 days, twice a day. You're never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it. Florida doesn't have radio. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never get it. You gotta go, can't touch this. Doom, 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 doom. I'm singing today, whether you like it or not. It's my sermon, and I'm in the mood to sing. You never heard my sing, baby, sing song, my joke. This guy goes to Bible school, and his pastor told him, said, you want to marry a girl that can sing and play the organ? It's going to be good for your ministry. And he said, well, the problem is all the girls that can sing and play the organ, they're ugly. He said, no, 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 it's not. You got, for your ministry to grow, you need to marry her. You need to marry that girl so she can play the piano like you could not believe, the organ like you can't believe, can sing like a bird. They went on their honeymoon. The next morning, he woke up, and he looked at her and said, sing, honey, sing. Look at your neighbor and say, sing, baby, sing. Now, what I want you to understand is he realized he came in with a holy confidence. Now, there's a difference between God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And I believe that, and we need that. You have to step over fear to step into faith. When I bought our city where you're watching right now, I was scared out of my mind when they said, I said, how much is the electric bill on this? And they said, north of $20,000 a month. I said, how much are the taxes? They said, $800 a day. I look like Elvis Presley. I could have beat the devil to death. What? I can't do this. And then Pastor Omar said, God didn't want to show us a steak and give us a hot dog. And we took a bold step, and now it's one of the greatest churches in St. Louis. And then God did it again at Sunset Hills, and again in Ferguson, and again in Weldon. Come on, he's about to do it in Florida. But you have to, I want to say that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but there is a healthy respect. Because what I want to do is balance it. Because some of y'all are like, oh, the Lord told me to quit my job. I got a word for you. No, he didn't. Bible said in Proverbs, if you don't work, then don't let him eat. Thank you, Austin. So you need to have balance and realize there needs to be a healthy respect. I was eating at a sushi restaurant. Let's thank God for a rainbow roll. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you for the rainbow roll. Thank you for endomami. Come on, somebody. I'm endomami. Hallelujah right now. And there's some guys dropping the F-bomb behind me, actually in Sunset Hills. And I didn't size them up first. I just couldn't take it anymore. F this and F that and blah, 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 blah. So I just turned around and said, there's a lady at this table. And then they stood up. And I didn't have a spirit of fear, but I had some wisdom kick in. Come on, somebody. I wanted to keep my teeth, right? And I looked at them, and they're like, what are you going to do about it? Thank God the man, I'm one of his valued customers, the little Asian guy. He runs up and says, oh, he's so sorry. He pulled me out. I'm like, hold me back, hold me back. You better hold me back. I don't need to be shamed in front of my woman, but I realized, wait a minute, you know, I need to be on TV with all my teeth going, we're not pointing the finger at you this way. We're pointing at you. So anybody know wisdom? Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. In other words, I had written a check I couldn't cash. So I want you to know in your jubilee, in your banner year, that with one fling of a sling, he can make you a king, but you also have to have wisdom and realize, I got to do this part. I got to sow a seed in 19 to get a harvest in 2020. I got to go through growth track or God can't track my growth. I need to be in a small group because if nobody knows me, then nobody knows me. What's that mean? That means that I know people at my church, but I also know people and I know them. No. I think I'm going to go to the racetrack and no. I think my kids, though, they're going to be incredible athletes. No. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. So I need to know you, but somebody in your life needs to know you. They need to tell you no, because sometimes your flesh can get out of control. Right. St. Louis, I hope to God you're participating more than Florida. Florida left me. They'd be quiet right now. I'm here to tell you the truth today that you need somebody in your life who knows you. That's a small group, and somebody who knows you and say, no, you don't. No, you ain't going by yourself. Oh, yeah, I know. Now let me see your phone. I just keep them in here in case I know who they are when they call that I won't answer. No, you're lying. Come on, somebody. We'll try it over here. We got some liars over in this section. You need somebody that knows you and somebody that knows you. Well, David had that in his life. God was speaking to him, and he had a victor mentality and not a victim mentality. I want you to read verse 48 with me. It says, so it was that the Philistine arose and came. Now, Goliath is coming near him. I love this part. It says, as he drew near to meet David, David hurried and ran. Everybody shout, hurried and ran.
Hurried and ran.
Shout it again. What?
Hurried and ran.
He knew this was about to be a quick word. So he says, hey, I'm coming at you. And at the same time, unlike me at the sushi place backing up, he says, oh, he's running? I'm running. And he starts running at him with the right stone in his hands, and with one fling of a sling, he becomes a king. Like a heat-seeking missile, no longer is he an Uber Eats guy. Now he's an Amazon Prime with a drone delivery right towards his head. And now, all of a sudden, the one who had been smacking them for 40 days, twice a day, now all of a sudden isn't a threat anymore, because with pinpoint accuracy, it sinks through his head, starts coming out the back. He falls down, face forward, then it says that David comes and he takes his sword. Not his sword, because he didn't fight him with his own sword. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world. It says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Come on, St. Louis, help me right now. I'm here to tell you that you can't fight this battle in the flesh. Your education isn't going to do it. Your money isn't going to do it. Who you know isn't going to do it. You can't, it's not like you know people. It's like, no, who knows you? God knows. He knows who I am. He knows who you are. And some of you are you're coming up short in your marriage. You're coming up short with your kids. You're coming up short in all areas because you're trying to fight something in the flesh with the flesh, and you can't fight flesh with flesh. You've got to say, this is how I fight my battle. Somebody ought to give God some praise. I'm going to give you one more opportunity to give God some praise. You don't have to fight in this battle. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. It's about to be a quick work. Come on. I'm talking about banner year, jubilee, debts canceled, property going back to its original owner, all prisoners being released and set free. God's about to do a quick work in your life. Shout it. Quick work.
Quick work.
Quick work. Sometimes you got to realize that the obstacles you're facing are really just opportunities. What you thought was a disadvantage was really an advantage. The fact that they didn't invite you to the party. There's a lot of people in my life I want to like me who do not like me. And there's a lot of people that like me, by the way. Raise your hand if you like me. If you didn't raise your hand, it's your time to leave the church. Go ahead, just get up and out of here right now. But for some reason, even in a service, sometimes I'll pick the one person that's on the fence about me. And I'll preach at them instead of preaching to the people that I love. Anybody else like that? You'll see the one person that didn't like you instead of the 19 people that did like you. Raise your hand if that's you. I want you to stop seeing like I have seen in the past with blurred vision or astigmatism and start saying, wait a minute, this is not adversity. This is an advantage. The fact that they don't ask me into their clique and their club is fine because I wasn't supposed to be in that clique and club, because I'm going to start my own clique and club called the Holy Ghost Revival Mojo. People tell me, no gigapastor has ever done what you've done. That's because ain't nobody ever been me before. David had never been David until David saw the right opportunity. And all the past failures, rejections, and hurts came into his life, and he solved a problem that nobody else could solve. May I suggest to you at all campuses today that there's something on the inside of you that I want to unlock and unleash on 2020, and the devil's going to be upset. Hell is going to tremble and be afraid, because you're going to run towards the roar and say, I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm going to get married. I'm going to be happy again. I'm going to live again, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm about to deliver a drone delivery to the devil's head. Somebody ought to give God 10 seconds of crazy praise. I dare you to praise him like you believe it. I dare you to praise him like he's big enough. I dare you to let the devil know, hell no, no. Woo. Can I get a piece of tape? I'm halfway through my sermon. Actually, Ms., run up here. Jump up here. Bring the tape to me, Ms. I want him to show me your body. Jump. You got to hurry. We're eating time. This is a Jubilee shirt. They sell them in the back. I just wanted to show you. He was 30 pounds heavier till he put that shirt on. Turn around. Let him see the back. By the way, He's single, looking for a wife with a job. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Get up from this. Everybody shout, quick work. He hurried. He struck him in the forehead. Now, I love verse 51. It said, then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took the sword, drew it out of the sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. God said to me at the first service this morning that the thing that tried to kill you, you're actually going to take it out of the devil's hands and kill the devil with what it was he was trying to kill you. In other words, what I mean by that, to break it down with clarity, is that when Nicole gave up, you know, her father wouldn't sign the birth certificate. I've never met the man. Then she's molested, then she's raped, then she is a unplanned parent other than God had planned it. Thank God I got Austin. Because Austin's about to give me my grandbaby. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. I don't know if you know they call them grandbabies because they cost a grand every time you see them, but I'm ready. It's my banner year. Now, Nicole told me the other day, she never spends money on herself, but she said, you better be out of debt, boy. I'm glad you wrote the book, Solving Your Money Problems, because when I have a grandbaby, I'm about to spend some money up in here. And I love this next part. It says, and when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Dead, they fled. God spoke to me at the first service today. And said, so many of the world looks at what they see. But he said, word people don't look at what they see. They look at what they say and what they sow. So that way we're not moved by hard times. When we see difficult times in the world, we say, oh, that means the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. God's about to work it in my favor. He's about to turn it around. Debt is getting ready to be alleviated, eradicated out of my life. See, bad times for the world are good times for the church. Earth City's sitting in a building right now that's worth $21 million. And we got it for $6.5 million. I put my mic up wrong, man. This thing it's not your fault, but it's just grabbing me. And the mic cord is actually halfway. I feel like I'm wearing a thong. Come on, somebody help me. I got all kinds of, I know a lot of information up in here, but there's a lot of stuff. I just want to tell you guys, you're going to need to power wash this mic. I'm wet and sweaty. And it's a thing. How many of y'all could have done without that? Raise your hands. You, yeah. Greg and audio's like, yes, I could have. This is a pain in the butt right now. Come on, somebody. Now, I'm almost done. No, I'm not. Here's what I need you to do. We've lost all control in Florida. When God gets ready to do something big in your life, one of the things he wants you to do is see yourself as a champion. You got to see yourself as a victor. Now, oftentimes when your brother said you're not, Saul said you can't. Your daddy didn't even pick you. You got a lot of rejection in your past. They left you because they were not supposed to be with you any longer. Their part in your play was over. You cannot superglue them to you to keep them with you. And quit Instagram stalking them and Facebook stalking them because they're faking it anyway. They're trying to act like it's their car. They just woke up like this. You know they're a liar. They were a liar the last time they lied to you. God did a quick work, took them out of your life. Now you need to let them go so God can let you flow into the new season that God has to you in the banner year of 20. Who am I talking to right now? Come on, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon. Come on, Sunset Hills. Help me. I'm going to get deeper into that on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I'm flying back tonight. Tuesday night, I'm going to blow up Sunset Hills. You don't want to miss it. And then we're going to leak it all the way down to the Royal Palm. Who goes to RPC on Tuesday night, right? If you don't know what that is, shame on you. God love you. I'm so sorry. But now you have to have confidence, not in your own strength, but in the strength of the Lord. Because with one fling of a sling, God can make you a queen. With one bold move of faith, saying, I'm not coming in my own authority, but I'm coming because I'm anointed. And you don't always feel that way. People ask me how I feel. Austin said, I think today, somebody asked me, how you feel? And I really didn't feel good, so I said, I don't ask myself how I feel. I tell myself how I feel. The Bible didn't say how you feel. He said, the just shall live by faith. He said, don't grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. I get up every morning and I say, guess what? I'm doing good and I'm getting better. I'm getting better every day. I already feel like I'm next week. Even though I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Because sometimes on Mondays, you can have what they call a holy hangover after preaching all week and the problem's going on.
And Monday you can wake up and go, rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze and I can't get...
West Palm doesn't like country music any more than St. Louis does, apparently. You stop asking and checking with how you feel or even how you think. Your renewed mind says, I have the mind of Christ now, and I have a purpose. I have a promise. I have five smooth stones. My insecurity and rejection are going away. And with one moment, God can take me from nothing to something. He can take me from a nobody to a somebody. In 1 second, he was a zero. 2 seconds later, he's a hero. You can go from zero to hero with one fling of a sling. You can go from not enough to just enough to more than enough in just one promotion. You can go from lonely to full of joy and an instant family. I went from no son to a son. Somebody ought to help me right now. I never changed the diaper. I never went through the terrible twos. I don't know why God loves me more than you. I have no clue. All I know is I got the son who's about to give me a grandson. I'm praying for a triplet anointing. Come on, somebody. I'm praying for two boys and a girl. Two boys and a girl. Come on. Two boys and a girl. Shout quick work. Somebody help me. Quick work. Quick work. Come on, somebody help me. Quick work. Quick work. Come on, Florida, help. Quick work. Quick. Quick. Quick work. Quick. Quick work. Quick. Quick work. Quick. Quick. People praying. Come on, church. Pray. Pray right now. Pray that God. God doesn't work. I pray for his seed to be activated. Come on, somebody. I pray for God to do something powerful in his life. I pray that God gives them the anointing that I got. Come on, somebody ought to help them. I believe that God will lead them to a mixtape. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to make them a mixtape full of love songs. Quick work. Quick work. I'm almost done. People yell. How many of y'all down in Florida ready for the nursery to be expanded with some crank? Crank it up, crank it up. Now, before we leave, by the way, I'm going to need some extra security to get me to my car. It's like, why PD leave so quick? Y'all know. I got to go. The insults only hurt so much when it's a text. But it hurts when they try to make me eat this rock. I want to read this scripture in Psalms 126, verse 1. It says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Faith Church, we were like those who dreamed a dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. In other words, that's exactly where we are right now. We're singing. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. No music, just everybody. Come on, church, sing it. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. All campuses, come on, St. Louis, I want to hear you now. Come on now.
I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord.
With a stinky face.
I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord.
Ready for the clap?
It's gonna be a...
Sing it again.
It's gonna be a...
Now let's read that scripture. It says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that dreamed a dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was filled with singing. I'm telling you that the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life when you get through growth track, when you get in a small group, when you say, this is my jubilee and I'm going to put my mouth on my message. I'm going to be the cultural architect of my future. And I see myself in Florida with our own building, with our own palm trees, with our own off the highway. I see it. I say, I don't have the money. I don't have to get the money. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It's coming, and it's going to be a quick work, quick work, quick work, quick work.
Come on, give him some praise up in this church today. Ooh. Everybody, yeah, yeah, rock your body. Everybody, rock your body right.
You know, David and Goliath's relationship was rocky. See what I did there? That's as funny as it's going to get. Help me. I want to talk to the future you for the last 2 minutes. This last week, I was in Yankee Stadium with a little guy you probably know. I think they got a picture there. His name's Joel Osteen. And we were standing there at Yankee Stadium looking at 52,000 seats. As we play the video where he and I was walking, we were walking through that stadium where we walked 9 years before. 9 years before that in Yankee Stadium, Joel was quite nervous that nobody would come. This time there was a confidence that came because he had killed the lion, that killed the bear, killed the Goliath. And this time we're saying, let's see the balls together. Let's put on the rings together. Let's just have all the people, the executives, the Yankees, let us try on all the gear. And we just had a good time when we were in there because he had a bold confidence that he had never had before. Once you win once and you get one building, you can get two. Once you get one family member saved, you go, I get them all. If I get Uncle Bob saved, I tell you what, Linda ain't no problem. Linda, oh yeah. Once you get one child coming into the house of God, you can get them all. Once you get one baby, you can have two. Somebody ought to shout it. Quick work. So as we walked around, I noticed that there was a confidence. And in fact, we were standing there, and this guy gave this presentation. He was an executive with the Yankees group. And I recorded a few minutes of it because it was so kind. They were talking about how nobody had ever done this before. Nobody, by the way, has ever done this before. Nobody's ever been you before. You've never been the age that you are right now going into 2020 before. You never had the right group around you that you have now. You didn't go to the campus that you go to now. So you cannot judge what God's going to do in your future by what happened in the past. In fact, you can't even do the math on your miracle because God's going to do a quick work and you're going to just go from nothing to something just like that. But then what's neat is once you win, even the executives who aren't saved will say stuff like this. So play that. This is just for my iPhone. Listen to this guy, what he says.
Pastor Osteen, I wish you well in continuing that ministry. Being that you presented the first major event here besides baseball in this Yankee Stadium in April 2009, pick up where you left off.
Thank you, Brian. Beautiful presentation. Hey, did you take time?
Now notice what he said. He said, you did what nobody else has done. You were the first one to ever do an event here. There had never been a rock concert there. There had never been anything there. He was the first one, and I'm convinced that God chose Joel. As Nicole and I stood by their side 9 years ago, as over 30,000 people stood up to give their life to Jesus, that this time, I believe, because Kanye West is going to be there, we're going to have 50,000 people in that building, and I believe that 50,000, somebody ought to shout amen, are going to give their life to Jesus today. I want somebody to give God some crazy praise. Big deal. Big deal. It's going to be a quick work. Now, last thing I want to say before I say the last thing I want to say after I say this thing that I'm about to say. You can't be who you were and be who God's called you to be. And the problem is, nothing changes until you change. So it's like, I'll change when it changes. I'll change when I get the money. I'll change. No, you got to change or there won't be any change. Now, watch this, Joel. We were just talking for a little bit. And there was a lot of conversations that we have together. We've been friends for a long time and in their home, dear close friends. And Joel just got to talking a minute about Oprah. I was talking about Oprah for a minute. How's she doing? He was at her house in Hawaii recently, and we're talking about different stuff. And he said, I said, tell me about the first time you ever went to Oprah show. He said, well, the first time I ever went, Victoria wanted to sit on the front row. That was her dream, to like go to the Oprah show. So I made some calls, and we were all going as a family. So we were in Chicago, and we were going to the show. And then, catch this. He said, they had the seat for me, and I told Victoria, I can't go. She said, why can't you go? He said, if I'm ever sitting in that seat, all I'll ever do is see myself in that seat. I can never sit as a person just in the seat. I got to visualize myself on the stage. And she was upset. But guess what? The next picture shows the details that really does work. The next time we see him, he's not on the front row. He's actually on the show. Somebody ought to give it up for people saying no to immediate gratification so they can say yes to the greater good. You say, well, what's this look like in my life? I ain't going to meet Oprah. Maybe not. You might be the next Oprah. I don't know. I don't know that. What's this mean to me? It means that you've got to act like you're already a king before you're a king. You've got to act like you're a queen before you're a queen. You say, well, how will I know when I am? When you start allowing the Word of God to start smoothing off the rough edges, you go through growth track today, you get in a small group, and you start sowing seeds to your own success at the right time. Preparation will meet opportunity, and then you will have those Oprah moments where God will do the supernatural thing that you know is in your heart. Who am I talking to right now? And God will bring it
in a manifestation in your life. Now, today I ask them to give you a Jubilee brochure. Also, in the Jubilee, in front of you at all campuses, there are envelopes. I don't think I got one right here. This envelope is what will activate the future harvest in your life. Just like I had five smooth stones, we have 5 weeks left until we give Jesus an offering. The Jesus offering that we receive every year is happening on December the 15th. That means it's right at Jesus' birthday. Now remember, it's not your birthday, it's his birthday. And it's not about the gifts under the tree, it's about the gift who hung on the tree. So you cannot take your MasterCard and Visa and bless everybody but the one who blessed you. So we believe at Faith Church, it's one of our core values, is that we cannot go where we don't sow. You've been trying to save yourself out of debt for a long time and it didn't work because the money that you had wasn't enough to meet your need. That's why God's asking you to make it a seed. What if your family would have invested $1,000 when Disney first went public? What if your family would have invested $1,000 when Disney first went public? What about Facebook, Amazon? What about all these things that you wish your family would have invested in? You say it's too late for that. Oh yeah, it is, but it's not too late for this. Because God is getting ready to take the sword that was going to cut off your head, and God is getting ready to put that sword in your hand. And what you've got to do is fight with the stones that you have right now. And so you got to throw the stone that you have right now, which might be a seed of $500, $1,000, $10,000, I don't know, but I know it's your Jubilee harvest that you're praying for. But you will not get a harvest if you don't plant a seed. Just like I do not receive any checks in the mail from Walmart, Disney. Anybody else? Google. How many of y'all not receiving any checks in the mail? Because somebody in our family did not go first. Joel had to go first to Yankee Stadium. David had to go first. You got to go first and say, you know what? The seed that leaves my hand never leaves my life. And on that date, five stones away, five Sundays away from now, is when I'm bringing back my gift for my harvest in 2020. How can a farmer expect a harvest if he doesn't sow a seed? The seed comes out of your mouth, but it also comes out of your pocket. God's not looking at how much you give. He's looking at how much you have left. He looked at a woman and he was looking at the offering. He said, this woman has given more than everyone. Why? Because she gave everything. I'm telling you today, both times that I preach today, I've given everything that I have on the stage today because I don't want to leave the stage being average. I don't want to be average. I want to give it my all. I want to sing hard, preach hard, play hard, work hard, sleep hard. Come on, somebody. Let's go bigger. Let's go home. We're a part of a movement. This isn't just church. I'm called to prophesy over your future that this is your Jubilee, abundance, freedom, and supernatural opportunity. Somebody ought to go crazy about right now. God wants to do something big in your life. But you got to start saying it and seeing it everywhere. These statements and stickers that are available at all of our lobbies today, put them on your Bible. Abundance, freedom. Put it on your kid's forehead. Boom. I prophesy over you. Because really what you say makes a big difference in their life and in your life.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.